This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez. Good morning, welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9 o'clock and the date is the 7th December 2017. That's it. That's it, guys. The year's coming to its end, and I'm sure most of you got the December destination sorted, and whatever you didn't, whoever didn't, a caravan will do. If not a caravan, you can sleep under the beautiful sky. We don't have today beautiful skies, but you can sleep under the stars.
Maybe you can put a caravan in your yard and sleep in the caravan and pretend you're on holiday.
Yes.
I believe you can sleep under the stars. Under the star is nice, especially if she's very nice star. Yeah, you can. Under, above her, yeah, that's fine. So, as you know, silly season is here. It's here to stay, not just here. I think it's going to be staying here until at least the beginning, the first quarter of 2018. And guys, I just want to urge you to please understand those thieves or bad guys are hungry for your money and goods. So keep your eyes open. Be vigilant. Make sure you and your family are protected. And let's have a great summer, a new year, and how do you call it, a civil year, and a great holiday season. To be honest, summer is actually my season. I love summer. For me, summer is it's a big deal. Every weekend I go to the river, when everybody else is suffering from from the heat. Well, we're not suffering much from heat right now, but when everybody else is suffering from heat, I actually enjoy it, and we can ski and jump into the water. And the problem is there's not much water left. We're actually jumping into a raw sewage lately.
Don't you think with all this rain we're having, Roy, that the river might increase in depth?
Much more.
Need a lot more water.
Yeah.
So not enough. No, it's not a question of having more water, so it will dilute the sewage. Doesn't really happen. What happened? Is, in matter of fact, what's happening is that if we're looking at the Klip River rises and collects with the Klip River itself makeshift toilets, etc. It floods the effluent and pulls it directly into the Vaal River. So that's number one. So the rain doesn't really help. The big rain doesn't really help. The number two problem is that maintaining the system, the pumps system, the sewage pump system, over the last 23 years, it's been really, they really didn't maintain it. So it's broken down. And when it's broken down, raw sewage just goes directly into the river. It's really nice, but the river is beautiful, good to look at. Lately, you put your foot in the water, you might lose it. So yeah, it's got E. coli reading maximum dangerous levels is about 400. Yeah. I don't know in a cubic milliliter, whatever. I don't know. The last test they've done was like 19,000.
What?
Yeah. The worst was 220,000. So just see, it's all thanks to the great Umfaleni Municipality Council. Yeah. 23 years of freedom made this country water reserve really, really terrible. Not talking about the number one destination, Cape Town, that is have literally no water. Cape Town has no water. No provision has been made. I mean, not just this. I know that a lot of Israeli companies offered the Cape Town Municipality and South African government a good option of taking the seawater, making it into drinking water. And they said, no, we don't do business with Israel. I think it's not really they don't want to do business with Israel. I think that maybe the Israelis didn't pay them anything. So it was like so no provision has been made. My kids living now in Cape Town, they say water will literally finish in February. There won't be any water. Pelile. No more.
So what's going to happen?
I don't know.
What are they going to do? They're all going to kind of migrate to Gauteng.
They have to have water. So if you want to talk, the best thing this year's... I don't want to talk anymore about bad things that happened this year. There's a lot of bad things. The unemployment increased dramatically, looking like we're really losing our bottom. There's no more bottom to the country. There's no nothing solid anymore. So we actually...
You don't think there's any hope now with the change, with the ANC, with new leaders coming in?
You know, we say, you say, change will do always good. I mean, after that, after Zuma, anything is good.
Anything is good, yeah.
Anything's good, but... to somebody that from outside it looks at South Africa and say, oh, you know what, now Ramaphosa will come, it's a new life and whatever. Yes, it's going to increase investments in South Africa, or it's going to bring some investment to South Africa. But I mean, we all know where we are. We are in a very, very bad place.
We are, Moshe.
No, because I think that what will happen, that the ANC won't be in a majority. Maybe should be a coalition with other parties. Therefore, it would be a wake up for the ANC to be watching them all the time. You can lose every day, you know, something happened. Like, you know,
that would be really a great wet dream for me, Ethan.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's very fast and very easy to destroy, but to recover and to rebuild, and it is
to
about
repair.
The river. Yeah, about the river that Roy was talking, water, politics, in everything. It's taking a long time. To recover, to repair, and to rebuild. It's very easy to destroy, very fast.
It's very easy, it's very quick. I'll tell you something. This year, like I said, it's actually for me, it's been a great year, I must say. Maybe I'm a lucky guy, but I'm just going to make it a happy show. Yesterday we had a great show. I'm very happy. Guys, please contact us, 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us, 061-895-1019, 34519. That's our SMS. So please go for it. I want to put like a beautiful song. I think it always makes everything like this song. So what do you want to say?
I just want to talk about Liverpool.
Oh, we're going to talk about Liverpool after I hear about the Bill Withers. Ain't no sunshine. Well, I get a great feeling, especially last night, watching the Liverpool game. Believe it or not, 7-0. 7-0. 7-0. Although Moshe doesn't believe in Liverpool's, and me, a little bit suspect always. Liverpool's always suspect with his second-hand... second in defense of Liverpool.
Moshe's asking whether Liverpool were very good or that Spartak very bad.
That's right.
Well, I think it's a combination, but...
But it was a masterclass in football last night.
Oh, it was 7-0.
I mean, I sent you a WhatsApp, it was 6-0. You came back, no, it's 7-0. In between the first, like, 5 seconds, they scored again.
Yeah, at 86 minutes.
So you mean they beat WhatsApp?
Yes, they were faster than WhatsApp.
So, let me tell you. So, what good happened this year? Just before we closing the year, so a few days ago we celebrated the Balfour Declaration, and 100 years later, Jerusalem was recognized as the capital of Israel by the biggest and the most important country. My hero, Donald Trump, was there. He was there for us again, for me anyway. And he's standing behind his election promise to recognize Israel as Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This, for me, it's an amazing thing. I mean,
definitely.
At least he's standing. You know what happened? All the left wingers says, he's not going to do nothing. He's going to be like Clinton. No, guys, he's not. And that's why I'm so happy. So here's Florida. You remember Florida?
Yes.
Let him finish the song. Believe it or not, I got a good feeling. I don't know why. There's so many so-called clever people that say that the move that that Trump did is wrong or whatever. If you got anything to say, please say it. 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us, 061-895-1019, or SMS us on 34519. My name is Roy Perry. It's with me in studio. This is Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well, and good morning to all our listeners.
We've got Moshe Starograd. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning. All right, and you?
Good, good. We also got with us Eitan Nadler. How are you, Eitan?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks.
How are you?
Yeah.
He's not so sure.
Well, early in the morning, still energy.
He's not sure.
Well, the energy level should be high early in the morning
because
you've had a good night's rest.
Yeah.
It's late afternoon when your batteries start coming down. And that's when you meet Rachmaka. Pick me up.
Rachmaka.
Rachmaka is after you've had far too much to drink. The Afrikaans-speaking people say Rachmaka.
So let me tell you, so many people has what to say about what Trump did. All he did is the first president in the history of the United States that actually stood behind his promise.
His promises.
So what happened is that elected president that stands behind his promises is an idiot. That's what they call him, right?
Yes.
Can you read to us some of those?
Well, I'm just trying. Yes, there's one. This is from a famous actress named Kate Normington, who said, "Is Trump taking the piss now, making Jerusalem the home of the American embassy? It is either calculated or completely and recklessly nuts. An American political analyst last night was saying that even the Jewish community are freaking out at what Trump has just done."
You know, I don't know a Jew that will freak out of recognizing Jerusalem. I mean, you can be a Jew, but if you're not a Zionist, for me, you're not a Jew, you're second hand. I'm so sorry. If you've got a problem with that, please contact me.
We're fighting for it forever.
Yeah, it's our country.
And if you don't remember, of Jerusalem.
And if you don't remember, and if you guys don't remember, 70, no, it wasn't really long ago, about 70, 80 years ago, we were rejected from any other country. No one wanted us. No one. Now we've got our own country, and you still want to give it away? I'm sorry, guys. Whoever thinks like this is an idiot. Whoever wants to challenge me, please come. Challenge me. Please.
You know, what Trump did, also, people must also read between the lines. He put a wake-up call to the Palestinians because at the moment, the process was still made. Now, he did the move. Now, what are they going to do? Let's see what the Palestinians are going to do now.
Well, I mean, who cares? First of all, we've got our own country. We have to protect our country. We've got some advertisers, so let's go to the advertisers.
Come visit Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood for amazing deals, which is valid from the 6th of December, which was yesterday, until the 21st of December 2017. PNP 2-litre sunflower oil, it was R41.99, now R32 each. Pick and Pay 2.5 kilograms of white sugar, it was R35.99 each, now only R29.99 each. Pepsi Cola 2-litre, regular or light, was R13.99, now R11.99 each. Sally Williams Macadamia or Almond Nougat, 150 gram, was R62.99, now R42.99 each. Pick and Pay 2 kilograms of washed potatoes, now R19.99 each. Pick and Pay 2 kilograms onions, now R19.99 each. Avia are pure hake fish fungus. Fish fingers, not fungus.
Fungus?
Fish fingers.
All right.
400 gram, now R39.99 each.
Ooh.
No Name KFP shredded tuna, 170 grams, was R15.99, now R12. Visit Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, perishable department, for more amazing Hanukkah specials on our fried products.
Oh, wow, that's got through nice that. Of you. Oh, you got. You remember that one?
Yeah.
How beautiful is this song?
Beautiful.
Hey, amazing. Na-na-na. This, Vaya con Dios. Yeah, Vaya con Dios.
Vaya
con Dios. Go with God.
Banani.
So we've got somebody says, well said, Roy. But Roy, you spell R-O-Y, not I. But doesn't matter. Aye, well said. You know what? I had enough of people telling us what to do. We made in 70 years from a desert that no one else wanted, really. Now that we've got it, everybody wants it. It's a tiny piece of land. Let us live there. No one wants to let us live there. Now, we made it the biggest, the most successful country in the history of the world.
Mankind,
of mankind. This is an amazing country. And we're going to continue being successful. All you have to do is believe. Now, the Palestinian wants a precondition to sit with us around the table. They want a precondition. No, you must release
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, you want
Barghouti.
Yeah, Barghouti, whatever. You want to release people, whatever. We're saying now, we turned it around. You want to have peace. You want to sit. You want to do peace with us. Now, you must. We have preconditions for you. But so I think, yeah.
They want peace. Roy, they want peace.
They want a
peace
of us. Yeah, peace of us, yeah.
Peace of this.
Remember that Mel Brooks film about Hitler?
Yeah.
And that song.
The Crazy History of the World. What was it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he says he wants a piece of peace. He wants peace. He wants a piece of Poland. He wants a piece of
Czechoslovakia.
The only problem, the peace they want is all of Israel.
Yes.
But you know, as I said, Roy, Trump put the ball into the Palestinians' court because the Palestinians, the everything they said to the children, kill the Jews, do everything against the Jews. Now the children say, listen, you tell us to do this, but meanwhile everything goes against us. So maybe we should change the thinking and to come to the table, as you said. And Trump, if you read between the lines, maybe he put the ball and said, listen,
he's a businessman. He's a businessman, and I think what he does is clever.
That's right.
He's really my hero. I think he did well, and he's going to continue doing well, Peter.
Remember that story in The Star the other night of the Syrian people who were women who were coming through the borders?
Yeah.
You couldn't see their faces because they were bringing sick children through,
yes,
through to Israel,
yes,
and they were treated, and then they went back, and they couldn't reveal who they were because they would have been killed.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is stuff that is happening all the time.
It's amazing. It's actually amazing, and we're sitting in the middle of such a beautiful times now. A lot of change. A lot of this side of the world. In South Africa, we're sitting in bedtime, but
we're sitting on change as well, right?
Yeah, but it's
well, whatever happens.
Hopefully, good change. I mean, what will happen if Zuma will?
What happens next year? Zuma's out, say.
No, he's not out.
No.
He's not out. He's still got.
Is he still sitting? He's still sitting as president, despite the fact that there's someone waiting in the wings to take over.
If they don't recall him, he will remain.
He will remain for two.
Another 2 years.
2019.
Oh, long 2019. He's got 1.5 years. So what will happen then? They can impeach him, same as it did to Thabo Mbeki.
Yeah, recall him.
They can recall him. All right, call him. Call it recall him. Yeah. So listen. What I want to say is the holiday season is coming. It's here, basically. Everybody's going to get the bonuses in the next couple of days.
You're right. You think so? There's a lot of people. There's no money around. Who's going to get
bonuses? You guys are terrible. What do you mean?
Bonuses.
No bonuses. All right. Some of you are going to get bonuses. If you work hard, you will. If you didn't, no.
The bonus was taken already in the middle of the year.
You already borrowed the money, huh?
The money's gone.
So I say, you know what? Okay, the rich guys of you. You know, last year you bought this something special. This year, what are you going to buy this year?
Another motor car, Roy?
You know, motor cars are bad. I'll tell you why they're bad. You know, you drive a motor car. After about 3 months, you have to start cleaning it, paying for it. You have to put petrol. And there was nothing wrong with your old motor car.
Tell me about it.
I always look at motor cars as like the worst thing to ever put money. I'd say buy a nice watch. It makes a great present.
And it keeps you on time.
And I promise you, if you bring your wife a Cartier, she wouldn't say, you shouldn't. I promise you, she wouldn't say, you shouldn't.
Have you got a new stock of upmarket watches?
We always got watches. But I'm talking about you got to, you know, a great Swiss watch never age, really. It doesn't. And when it's aged, you can actually pick up better money for it. So
Wine.
It's like wine, but sometimes when you open it, it's like... Yeah. So most expensive Swiss watches are made in small batches, and in most cases will stay unique and will be expensive. I mean, if there's demand, it'll be expensive. I just made a more or less... what would it cost you an expensive... what would it cost you a good Swiss watch? A good Swiss watch today will cost you... Okay, let me just give you some names. A Lange and Son will cost you between 100,000 rands to 5 million rands. Audemars Piguet will cost you between 150,000 rands to 10 million rands. And I'm talking the normal range, the run of the mill. I'm not talking about the very special ones they make for the president of this and the president of that. Then you got the Bricard will cost you between 150,000 rands to 3 million rands. A Breitling, a normal one, between 50,000 and 500,000. Bulgari will cost you between 100,000 and 3 million rands. Cartier, between 80,000 and 1.5 million. A Chanel, you know, Chanel, Coco Chanel watch, will cost you 60 to 300,000 rands. Chopard will cost you between 100 and 1.2 million. I know Chopards that cost over 10 million, but that's a very, very special, like made it specially for someone. A Corum will cost you between 100,000 rands to 5 million rands. A Frank Muller will cost you between 160,000 rands to 10 million rand. A Frank Muller. Hublot between 150,000 rands to 1.2 million rand. Jaeger-LeCoultre between 150 to 5 million rand. Mont Blanc. You know Mont Blanc?
Yes.
The watches, 50,000 to 1 million rand. Even Omega will cost you between 20 and 300,000 rands. A Panerai will set you back up to 500,000 rands. A Patek Philippe between 150,000 rands, but it's really like bottom of the range, to 8 million rands. Piaget will cost you between 100 and 3 million rands. Richard Mille between 1 million, the cheapest, 1 million to 10 million rands. Normal run of the mill. Rolex says you can pick up between 110,000 rands to 1.3 million rands. But then, you know, you got specials like the other day they bought Paul Newman's for 18 million rands.
I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago,
Tag Heuer you can get from 20,000 to about 150,000 rands for a Tag. A Vacheron Constantin can set you back between 200,000 and 10 million rands. Van Cleef & Arpels, you know, the famous shop in Paris, set you back between 500 and 4 million rand. A Zenith will cost you between 200 and 3 million rands. And believe it or not, you can spend those prices on watches. And I know the high FM listeners are very, very rich. So go for it, guys.
But how do you feel walking around knowing you've got a 100,000 rand watch on your wrist?
How does it
feel very good? I mean, you take around 5 bodyguards just in case.
For 100,000? No.
I'm just giving you a figure. Some guys are wearing like 2, 3, 4 million if you've got it on your wrist.
Yeah.
It all tells the time. It all keeps good time.
But it's
it's an investment, I know.
It's not an investment, really.
Then what is it, Roy?
It's a fashion state. It's a statement. It's fashionable. And it's... I don't know.
Guys go around and say, "Oh, look, I'm very rich. I'm wearing a watch that's half a million rand."
It's a symbol status. Yeah. And look, why do you wear...
You don't have to show it to anybody or to tell, "Listen, I've got a 10 million rand." As long as you know about this, it's good for you, not for anybody.
You know, Roy, I've always had a passion about watches. That's why we always discuss watches. And when I meet famous people, and I always look on their wrist to see what sort of watches they're wearing. And I mean, Dustin Hoffman, whom I interviewed in America some years ago, was wearing a Swatch, which tells you something about Swatch.
Now, let me tell you something about
Swatch. Steven Spielberg wasn't even wearing a watch.
Can I tell you something? They don't need to show anybody that have money. Everybody knows. So when you come to this level, you don't really have to. Bill Gates doesn't have to wear anything.
I interviewed a pop star from the UK who wanted to do shows here. And after 10 minutes, I noticed that his very expensive watch didn't move. There was no movement in it. So I eventually said to him, I said, "You know, we've been here for an hour. Your watch is still 10 o'clock and it's now 11. He said, "Oh, there's something wrong with it." It turned out there was nothing in the watch. It was just there for show. Just there for show.
Are you serious?
Yes, very serious.
Yes. Okay, we're going to go to our advertising. We're going to come back just now, guys. And we're back. Thank you for being with us. The time is now 9:40, 20 minutes to 10. And 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp line. You can SMS us. So 234519 will cost you $1.50. Then our new studio number is 010-140-3020. That's actually an easy number. I don't know why I couldn't get it. 010-140-3020. Guys, Moshe, what do you have to say for yourself?
Peter was saying that he met this person who got this watch, and he didn't. There's no movement.
There's no.
I thought maybe he told you that twice a day he gives you the correct time.
Twice a day gives you. Twice a day does give you the correct time.
Yeah.
You know the wife.
You just got to time it.
The wives has two duties. You know, yeah. I believe. You know, I'm married for 32 years. I'm here for 32 and a half now. The wife had two duties. You know, when to calm a husband when he's upset, and to upset him when he's calm.
So she plays with his emotions.
Yeah, she plays
with like switching emotions. On and switching off. Is that called artificial intelligence?
I don't know what it's called, but it's Eitan.
You were talking about a wife. So a wife once gave a husband a silence treatment for a full week. So in the end of the week, the husband say, "Hey, we're getting along pretty great, lady, huh?"
You know, there was this kid. The teacher said to him, "Don't eat chocolate, it's unhealthy." The kid says, "My grand live 108 years." The teacher asked him, "Is that because she had chocolate?" The kid says, "Because she mind her own bloody business."
Yeah. You know, there is the saying, a quiet man is a thinking man. And a quiet woman, She's mad.
There isn't such a thing, huh?
Yeah. And you know, what do you tell your friend? He's a single guy on Valentine's Day.
He's a happy person. I don't
happy
know.
Independence Day.
No, independence is because you've been before in. You never know freedom if you ever been in jail. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
You know a guy that's been like married and now he's not. I'm not going to say divorce because it's a word that makes, must feel amazing, don't you think? Before that, he has to go back every day to his... terrible. I don't want to think like that.
You know, Roy, you're never too old to learn something stupid.
You're never too old to learn.
You know, this guy walks into a doctor. He's about 84 years old.
Yeah.
He says, "Doc, you know, I want a checkup." He says, "Okay, no problems." He says, "Why?" He says, "No, I'm getting married." He says, "I'm getting married to 84 years old. And how old is your bride-to-be?" He said, "No, she's 37. 37, and you're 84. This can become fate." He says, "If she dies, she dies."
Ah, that's a good one. Eitan, what do we have today?
All right. I prepared a few weird things. And the one that I liked the most was about actually potatoes. You know, if we think about it, every one of us basically can't live without potatoes, if it's chips, if it's mashed potatoes, latkes, and so on. But the story is in 1689, a guy by the name of Walter, he was a discoverer from England. He found it in South America and he brought it to England. He was very amazed by this root vegetable and he tried to make the English people like it. He didn't succeed, so he decided, of course, to approach the Queen. And he told her about this beautiful thing from South America, and the Queen made a big celebration, and she ordered her cooks to use these vegetables as a main course for everything. Unfortunately, most of the guests got sick and whatever, and she forbidden potatoes for 150 years. The story is that because the cooks didn't understand the vegetable, they actually threw away the potatoes and cooked the leaves that were poisoning. And that's how potatoes was forbidden for 150 years in the British royal court.
You know, I'll tell you something, because you like those things. You know, "Damn it, I'm mad," spelled backwards, "Damn it, I'm mad." You know that. You know that.
Yo, I'm surprised it didn't come with an instruction book when they got the potatoes.
Let me tell you something.
Maybe they couldn't read.
Let me tell you something. 40% of Indian pregnant their wives in the first week after marriage. You believe that?
No.
This one doesn't come with instructions.
No.
Yeah, Eitan.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to me.
Something to do with South Africa. It was actually amazing. I came across. But in World War I, there was actually a baboon. By the name of Jackie, and he was awarded actually medal in World War I. And the story was that he was a very young baboon that was found by a guy by the name of Albert Marr in the suburbs of Pretoria, and he became his pet. And when he was joined to the army, and he was sent in the beginning to Europe and to North Africa and so on, the monkey went with him. He was likable by all the soldiers. They actually make him uniform. He used to learn how to salute and everything. And under fire, he used to, because he had better hearing, he whistled, so they knew where the enemy coming from and so on. And he got hurt one time, and they saved his life. They had to take off his leg and so on. And when they came back to South Africa, he actually was awarded a bravery.
I've heard about that.
And he died in 1921. But he's the only monkey in the world with a medal.
What's it say, monkey?
Did they give him a military funeral? Is that
I don't know.
Listen, I've got something for you guys. Amy Winehouse. You know Amy Winehouse. I mean, everybody knows her. She's got wonderful
new hair.
Knew her.
She's no longer with us.
All right, Sunshine, so just stop with this newer and nowhere. For me, it's the same thing. At the end of the day, with my English, everybody understands. So this is Amy. Please, she was really great. I think she was great. Don't you think?
Yeah, has, I like some of the music.
Some.
I didn't like all of the music.
I know somebody that loves it, and this is for her. And we're back. Thank you for being with us. The time is now 8 minutes to 10 o'clock.
9 minutes.
Huh?
Nine minutes. 9:50.
Does your watch move?
That's 8 minutes.
Eight. Okay.
Eight.
No, it's 9:52.
Yeah. Well, that's eight. It's 8 minutes. You know, if anything, I do when I think when I was born, I knew how to calculate. No, no. They say a Jewish man gets his calculating degree as soon as they chopped his little.
Roy, that is below the belt.
Well, well, that's what it is.
You know, Eitan.
Yeah, I've got a last nice story about the husband and wife. So the wife asked the husband how you would describe me. So the husband said A B C D E F G H I J K. So the wife said, "What does it mean?" So he said, adorable, beautiful, cute, delightful, elegant, fashionable, gorgeous, and hot. So the wife said, wow, thank you. And what about the IJK? I'm just kidding.
you know, we've got a great body. You know that our body can turn chocolate milk into pee.
You know, this woman stays in a mirror, and she looked at herself, and she says to her husband, you know, my darling, look at my body. My bum is floppy. My boobs are big. This, you know, I don't look good. Is anything you can tell me nice about myself? He says, my darling, you've got fantastic eyesight.
Yeah. You know, I want to say goodbyes, but before I'm going to say goodbyes, I want to put this song, because really, this is for my hero. This is for Donald Trump. I'm going to give this song. From bottom of my heart, thank you so much for making us, putting us there. And for all our listeners, I want to say to Good Shabbos, the time is now 5 minutes to...
And happy Hanukkah, because it's starting on Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
Yes, really? It starts on Tuesday. Happy Hanukkah to everyone. Keep the lights on, huh?
Keep the lights on.
And keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
Yes, always.
I want to leave you with this song. Although I think he's a great anti-Semite, but I don't care. He's got a nice song.
Who's he?
Sting. I think he's a great anti-Semite. Well, most of them are. So, if you got Jews that are anti-Semites, I mean, what's wrong with Gentiles being anti-Semite? Guys, have a lekker weekend and the good Shabbos. Be safe.